Friends, we know that on this eventful day, all our listeners will want to follow the news as closely as possible. So during the next 15 minutes, our program, Portia Faces Life, will be interrupted whenever we have fresh word for you. Stay tuned in to Portia Faces Life and listen later on to our radio neighbor, Joyce Jordan.
Oh, the finches wake up early and their food for all the day is just a pinch, but it's a cinch. You can't get by that way. Eat a good breakfast, do a better job each day.
And to make sure it's a good breakfast, not a bird breakfast, build it around toasty brown, multi-rich grape nut flakes or rich hot brown grape nut wheat meal. Both are whole grain cereals. Both are basic seven foods. Grape Nut Flakes and Grape Nut Wheat Meal presents Portia Faces Life, starring Lucille Wall, a story reflecting the courage, spirit, and integrity of American women everywhere. Now for the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, a modern version presented by Grape Nut Flakes. The Three Bears had an office down on Wall Street. Their secretary was Little Goldilocks. Help was no longer kicking around like cats and dogs in a bull market, so the Three Bears hesitated to sell her short. They called her in, and the Big Bear said,
"Young lady, your looks are a gilt-edged investment, but your morning work is pure speculation. Are you trying to do a woman-sized job on a bird breakfast?"
"Oh, dear. I always stop for toast and coffee in the morning."
Then the middle-sized bear said, "Don't you know doctors and dietitians say breakfast should give you from one-quarter to one-third of the whole day's nourishment, and also that it should include a cereal of whole-grain food values?" And Goldilocks said,
"Dear me, nobody ever told me."
Then the little bear said, "Never mind, my dear. Toasty brown, multi-rich grape nut flakes are that kind of a cereal. Delicious to eat and chock full of iron, niacin, and vitamin B1, plus some protein. Now here's a bowl full of milk and fruit. You eat a good breakfast and do a better job." What happened, Gold herself will tell you.
"I've included crisp grape nut flake in my good breakfast ever since. Now I'm a voter myself."
We all need a good breakfast to make good. Get delicious, nutritious, ready-to-eat grape nut flakes. Eat a good breakfast, do a better job. And now, Portia Faces Life. The fact that Colonel Wakefield was in Parkertown and waiting at Portia's office escaped Miss Daisy. She was still too stunned by what Portia had told her to believe it could be real. Dickie was in danger. Someone known as the Herr Doktor was trying to get him into trouble to force Portia to give up a thing called the Campbell Formula. Now, at 25 after 11, Portia comes in the door of her law office to be met by Christie's hurried explanation.
"Oh, Mrs. Blake, I honestly didn't know you were back already. You said when you left yesterday it wouldn't be until tomorrow or the next day."
"It's all right, Christy."
"Yes, but that Colonel Wakefield, I'm afraid I wasn't very polite to him. I just the same as told him to mind his own business."
"It's all right, dear, now don't be upset about it. Where is he?"
"He's in your office. After he talked to you, I apologized and asked him to sit down, but he won't. He's in there now, pacing the floor."
"I'll go in.
Do you want me to bring my notebook, Mrs. Blake?"
No, thank you, Christy. If anybody calls or comes in, say I'm busy. I won't be able to see anybody until after lunch, about, well, 1:30.
All right.
Well, Colonel Wakefield, good morning."
"Well, Mrs. But it's Mrs. Manning now, isn't it?"
"But how did you... Colonel Wakefield, you've seen him?"
"Yes."
"When?"
"About an hour and a half ago in Cleveland. His train stopped there for 10 minutes.
"He's all right, isn't he?" "Of course, you've got the silly question. I saw him just this morning."
"Yes, he told me how he left without her knowing."
"It was better that way. And at least we had 12 whole hours."
"Just 12 hours. After the time you waited and what you've gone through,
oh,
I
no,
don't...
Oh, no, Colonel Wakefield. You don't understand, and I... Well, I can't tell you."
"That's what he said, too.
It's something that belongs to us, and... we can't share it with anybody else. They, well, there just aren't any words."
"I'm so glad the two of you had sense enough to do it. You know, he's changed, Portia."
"Changed?"
he's quieter, more certain. It's good to see him that way, knowing the job he's got ahead of him when he gets into Germany. He'll do his job, Portia. And what's more, he'll be back someday.
Yes. He will be back someday.
You sound as sure as he was.
I am sure. But that isn't why you're in Parkertown.
No.
The reason is the head doctor.
And Karen Zaharoff.
Oh.
I'm leaving this country after tomorrow. Be gone at least 3 months. Walter said Karen had given her word. She'd turn the doctor in as soon as she had the proof. But he planned to frame your son in order to get the Campbell formula. But I'm afraid to trust Karen. Even though the arrest of the hair doctor means saving her own skin.
You're perfectly right, Colonel Wakefield. She can't be trusted. She has absolutely no intention of reporting the hair doctor.
How do you know?
She told me so. A little after 4 this morning.
What's that?
She came to the General Summer place after Walter had left.
She doesn't know you're married.
Oh, yes. That's why she's going to help the hair doctor frame Dickie. Even if it means taking her chances of the Nazis afterwards.
Oh, so that's the size of it.
Yes, that's it.
Walter, getting the Campbell's formula is merely an important sideline. His real job in this country is to create disunity. And he has a fertile field. For some of us are greedy, and a great many intolerant. If the hair doctor and the organization he so skillfully built up can handle that disunity, he can do an immense service for his father.
A greater service than any of us might realize until it was too late.
You understand, then, what I'm driving at.
Well, the danger is pretty obvious, isn't it? Germany can still win the peace, even though she loses the war. If victory finds us torn apart with race riots, labor trouble, distrust of our safety, and hatred for each other. And what a break that would be for Germany.
Yes, and it's the hair doctor's job to help make that break for her. That's why this time we've got to be sure he's behind bars, where he belongs. He must not get away.
There's one way of making certain, but he doesn't.
Portia, if you're thinking what I think you are, no. You can't do it.
Maybe the head doctor mustn't get away this time. If we let him go ahead with his plan, we'll have all the evidence we need to arrest and convict him.
But the boy is your son.
You didn't have to remind me of that, Colonel Wakefield. Yes, he is my son. But I'm not the only mother who... I'm not the only one.
He's just a child.
The best plane spotter on Malta. During the time the Germans were bombing that island 3 and 4 times a day, the little girl of 8. One of the cleverest operatives in the French underground is a boy of 10. In Norway, Yugoslavia, and Greece, when a boy of Dickie's age, he's already carrying a gun. This is Dickie's war, too. And the world we win will be his world someday. He can't learn any younger what a price human beings have to pay when they let evil become so strong. There's no answer left but the answer of force.
You mean you let him go through with it?
Is it a question of letting? This is something that has to be done. Like Walter going back to Germany. And Dickie and I can do it.
Yes. Yes, I believe you can.
You see, the hair doctor has no intention of harming Dickie physically. The idea is to put the child in such a position that it can be used as a club over me. But the very moment that he attempts to use that club, he puts in our hands all the evidence that we need. Now, if Dickie understands the situation, he knows what he has to do and why, he can't possibly be harmed by it.
Portia, how well do you know the hair doctor?
I've never met him.
He's ruthless and clever.
For that reason, should I be afraid of him?
I just want to make sure that you know what you're getting into.
Colonel Wakefield, if I didn't know, I wasn't absolutely sure that I could handle this thing. Do you think for 1 minute I'd let Dickie get involved? I know what I'm facing. And I know how important it is that the thing be done.
You know, at the time, I wondered what made Manning so sure that he'd come back again. I begin to understand. It's because you are worth living for. And because he knows you'll be waiting for him. Now, if you've got a pencil and a piece of paper there, I want to give you a phone number. It's Walnut 800. The minute you have the goods on the hair doctor, call that number. You'll be picked up inside of a minute.
Walnut 800. Remember.
It's a funny thing.
What?
I should be worried. What with my going out of the country day after tomorrow? But I'm not. I'm that sure of you, Portia Manning.
Portia Manning. That was sweet of you. And to show you how sure I am, can you wait here 10 minutes? It won't take me any more.
Where are you going?
To the bank for the Campbell formula. I want to take it with you when you go.
For several long minutes after Portia has closed the door, Colonel Wakefield stands motionless, staring at her. She's given him the Campbell formula to show how sure she is that she can handle the affair of the hair doctor. The second Colonel Wakefield wonders if what he has done is right, and then remembering her quiet resolution, is certain. Grape Nut Sweet Meal brings you the story of Mrs. Goofus and her victory garden. But first, I want to ask a question. Mrs. Goofus, have you always been in the habit of eating a good breakfast?
No, Mr. Putnam. Most I ever had was a roll and coffee.
Remember that, folks. All right, Mrs. Goofus, go on.
Well, friends, a victory garden only takes about an hour a day. But with a man and five young'uns, well, I just didn't seem to have the strength.
You neglected your garden?
Well, not after the dream I had. I dreamt the weeds choked out my garden and then my neighbor's. And soon they ate up the township, the county, the state, and the United States. I was going to be shot for a saboteur.
Then you woke up.
I did. And I got hot grape nut sweet meal. Now I eat a good breakfast and do a better job.
Yes, ma'am, your breakfast should include a cereal like hot grape nut sweet meal, which gives you iron, niacin, extra vitamin B1, plus some protein. And it cooks in just 3 minutes flat. So eat a good breakfast, do a better job. Feature luscious hot grape nut sweet meal. Remember, to make sure you get a good breakfast, build it around multi-rich grape nut flakes or rich hot brown grape nut sweet meal. Both provide vital whole-grain nourishment. Both are basic seven foods. This is George Putnam speaking for Grape Nut Flakes and Grape Nut Sweet Meal. Tune in again tomorrow at the same time for Portia Faces Life, written by Mona Kemp. Men, the best ships in the world are in the service of the United States Merchant Marine. There's a place for you on one of them. An urgent need exists for men to be trained for service in all departments. Deck, engine, stewards, radio, and first pharmacist mates. Graduates will receive standard wages, war risk insurance, and reemployment rights. Upon completing your training course, you'll be assigned to merchant vessels performing the job on whose success hinges the fate of democracy and the United Nations. Men who man our cargo ships are doing the vital job of freighting tons of arms and equipment to back soldiers fighting over there. Age limits for training are from 16 to 17 and a half and 26 to 35 and a half years. Stewards will be accepted up to 50 years. If you're eligible, report to your local United States Merchant Service enrolling office and then join the Merchant Marine today.
Next time you buy coffee, ladies, ask for Maxwell House, the coffee that gives you more for your coffee money. And save empty Maxwell House jars and any metal screw caps that fit. Used with number 63 thrifty lids, you'll have perfect canning jars. If your grocer hasn't got them, send 10 cents, no stamps please, for each dozen number 63 thrifty lids. Address Box 21, Maxwell House, Battle Creek, Michigan. Complete directions with each dozen.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.